feeling low down. Don't know what to do. And you want to show down. This the dance, the dance to do. Flatfoot blues you with the floor, floor. Flatfoot blues you with the floor, floor. Flatfoot blues you with the floor, floor. Floor, 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 floor.
Welcome to the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester. Thank you so much for tuning in once again and letting me share the history of jazz with you. The track you just heard was Flatfoot Floogie, and that is by our featured artist on this episode, Slim Galliard. Great guitarist, tap dancer, entertainer, with a fantastic story, as you'll learn. But Flatfoot Floogie. A couple of really good people on this track. Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Charlie Parker on alto, Jack McVie on tenor, Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Slim Galliard on guitar and vocal, Bam Brown on bass, and Zuddy Singleton on drums, recorded in L.A. in 1945. Who was Slim Galliard? Generations of otherwise sensible jazz lovers have fallen for Slim Galliard's Avocado Seed Soup Symphony, his nonsensical Flatfoot Floogie, and his outrageous Chicken Rhythm. A man who could speak many languages, Slim invented his own scrambled surrealistic jargon, Vout, which became the hippest language of all. All this, and he could also tap dance and play the piano with his knuckles. He was irresistible. In the course of his 75 years on Earth, Bewley Slim Galliard lived a life so vivid and crowded with bizarre twists and turns that listeners often flatly disbelieved his reminiscences. But on closer examination, they usually turned out to be quite true. Galliard was born in Santa Clara, Cuba, on or about New Year's Day in 1916. His mother was a black Cuban and his father a German Jew who worked as a ship steward. From his earliest years, Slim was made to work for his living. "I was never a child, always an adult," he once said. When he was 12 years old, he joined his father aboard ship, acting as a kind of junior cabin boy. After many weeks of wandering progress, the ship put in at the island of Crete. Having spent a few hours ashore, exploring the port, the boy returned to the dockside to see, to his horror, the ship, with his father aboard, steaming out of the harbor into the open sea. He never saw either of his parents again. Stranded, with no money and unable to make himself understood, he began by scavenging for food in the market. It was at this point that his remarkable talent for absorbing languages first came to his rescue. Once he had acquired a few words of Greek, he was able to find work making shoes and hats. In later life, he could still, on request, demonstrate both these skills. After this, he joined a ship working the eastern Mediterranean ports, mainly Beirut. Here, he picked up a smattering of Arabic. When he was about 15 years old, I don't know how old I was, I can't remember years, he recrossed the Atlantic. He hoped that the ship might eventually take him home to Cuba, but it was bound for the USA, and he ended up in Detroit. Once again, he was stranded in a strange country, unable to speak the language. Wow, what a childhood there. Slim Galliard. Let's listen to one of his tracks, another one of his tracks. How about Groove Juice Special? Ben Webster here on tenor sax, Jimmy Rolls on piano, Slim Galliard on guitar and vocal and tap dancing, Slam Stewart on bass and vocal, Leo Watson on drums. Recorded in Hollywood, 1942. Let's listen to Groove Juice Special by Slim Galliard on the Jazz Treasury.
Bonk it, bang it, bonk it, bang. The Groove Juice Special keep rolling along. The Groove Juice Special is the nightclub song. You're out at night and start feeling tight. The juicy, 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 juicy Groove Juice. Z for Ziska is the word you say. When the bottles start coming your way, you'll be hopping like Hades or popping. The juicy, 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 juicy Groove Juice. You feel mellow, just like a cello. And you feel fine, just like wine, and I ain't lying. The Groove Juice Special rolling along. The Groove Juice Special is the nightclub song. You feel great like a P-38. The juicy, 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 juicy Groove Juice. Jello.
Jello.
And be fine. Just like wine.
Now what them wine?
Groove Juice Special keep rolling along. Groove Special is the night of the song. Feel great like a P-30.
A juicy, 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 juicy Groove Juice.
Well, Groove Juice.
Here's a bottle.
Groove Juice Special. Slim Galliard there with Ben Webster. If you're new to jazz, look into Ben Webster, please. Just about anything you can find, especially his earlier material, I think you'll enjoy the smooth sound of Ben Webster. But back to Slim Galliard. Now, too young to work in the automobile factories, virtually the only employers in Detroit, Slim was once more reduced to scavenging for food. Again, as soon as he managed to pick up a smattering of the local language, he went looking for work. He knocked on the door of a small general store, asking if they had any odd jobs. The place was owned by an Armenian family, mother, father, and two small sons, who lived over the shop. They gave him shoes to clean and other small tasks. Later, he entertained the children by showing them how to tap dance, and he was rewarded with a meal. He made such a hit with his Armenian hosts that he lived with them for some time. To make some money, he tried his hand at prize fighting, but he lacked the ferocity to make a success of it. I used to wind up on my back too often, listening to little birds going tweet, tweet, tweet. There was, however, one avenue open to an enterprising young man. Slim would have arrived in Detroit in 1931 and 1932, when Prohibition was still in force. Situated on the shore of Lake Michigan, close to the Canadian border, the city was ideally placed as a center for smuggling. The drink-running business prospered in the city in the efficient hands of the Purple Gang, who became Slim's next employers. His job was simple but terrifying. It was to drive a hearse bearing a coffin packed with whiskey through Canadian and U.S. customs posts. Faultlessly dressed for his part as an undertaker, he wore a suitably mournful expression throughout and was painfully aware that, should a shootout start, he would be the first to stop a bullet. Go, Slim. All right, how about you've heard that title Chicken Rhythm mentioned earlier? Let's listen to Chicken Rhythm right now. Chicken Rhythm, written by Sam Galliard, and features Slim on guitar and vocal, Barn Brown on bass and vocal, and Leo Watson on drums and vocal. Just a trio here. Hollywood, 1946. Let's listen to Chicken Rhythm on the Jazz Treasury.
Hiya, lads. This is Bob V. Disc Hope telling you the things are Mellor Rooney, Vout, and O. Diggit. And here is a man that can dig it without asking. John L. Lewis? I mean Slim Gaillard, that mad savage boy. You're on, Slim.
Chicken rhythm, pop pop pop, hello. Chicken rhythm, pop pop pop, hello. Chicken rhythm, pop pop pop, hello. Chicken rhythm.
Now when the rooster starts to crow, grab your partner on the floor. You move out on your way, because it won't be long for the freak of day.
Pop pop pop, pop, hello. Chicken rhythm, pop pop pop, hello. Chicken rhythm, pop 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 pop, 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 pop 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 pop.
Chickory chick, cha cha. Can't you see?
Chicory chicky booty.
Me dos andredo que mavevo. Ye
kuto pira tato de botara. Ye tila pamo puto dodo dedo. Ye tuto sandredo labo. Ye lubo sandredo ko. Yunti lambo mazon.
Bueno, se trocó en data sandrato, donde se cuele, se trocó en la pama, en la cosonto, la cayena sandrato, tocó en la Kelly Car Company, pues se trocó en la cayena sandrato, a la cosonto, en la pucuna sandrato, la cayena sandrato, la cayena san bobo, y en el cuso trocó en la papá, no son delo, a darle sin oyenta, le cayomo.
Pedro, my buddy.
There it is, Chicken Rhythm, Sam Galliard. This ripe version of the infamous Chicken Rhythm comes originally from a broadcast for the Armed Forces Radio Service. This was later transferred to V-Disc with a brief instruction by comedian Bob Hope, tacked on the front. How they got away with a routine like this in what was the generally puritanical atmosphere of the 1940s is still a mystery. Most probably, as happened on British radio with The Goon Show just a few years later, the authorities simply had no idea what was going on. The audience did, though. Just listen to the audience. You'd hear the audience cracking up. At that time, the U.S. Armed Forces were strictly segregated. Colored troops were usually restricted to support roles such as cleaning, cooking, laboring, and pumping gasoline, but such was the demand for operational troops, especially flyers, that a few black personnel were singled out for training. Slim was one of them, and shipped out to Shepherd Field, Texas. We were the first black medium bomber group in the U.S. Army Air Force, 930 Air Group, and we flew B-25s. We were trained in flying and in running repairs, working with minimum tools in minimum light. Of course, a lot of the brass didn't believe that we would be capable, and there was plenty of comments, you know, look at these black so-and-sos. But we all passed with 90 or 95% marks. As a bomber pilot, Slim saw action in the Pacific, bombing bridges and airfields in Fiji, New Guinea, and the New Hebrides. He had several brushes with death and carried fragments of shrapnel in his arms and legs for the rest of his life. He just became immune to it after a while. Just say a prayer and go. He was invalidated out in 1944 with the rank of captain. He could have made major if he had stayed in a non-operational role, but he had had enough. He settled in L.A., Los Angeles, where his musical versatility and genius for offbeat comedy soon made him an indispensable part of the scene. He was a very handsome man and irresistibly charming. Many beautiful women, including a number of Hollywood stars, surrendered without a struggle and showered him with gifts along the way, including, on one occasion, a Cadillac. They called him Dark Gable, he recalled fondly. Well, listen to a little more Dark Gable here. All right, time for another track here. Let's listen to Duncan Bagel, and this one features Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Slim Galliard on guitar and vocal, Bam Brown on bass, Zuddy Singleton on drums, 1945 in Hollywood. Let's listen to Duncan Bagel.
Fish.
Computer fish booty.
Pickle herring.
Pickle herring booty.
Laksaruti.
Laksaruti.
Dunkin' Bagel. Dunkin' Bagel. Dunkin' Bagel. Splash in the coffee.
Pickle herring.
Pickle herring.
Laksaruti.
Laksaruti.
Dunkin' Berry. coffee. Dunkin' Bagel, Dunkin' Bagel, Dunkin' Bagel. Splash in the coffee.
How about a bowl of gefilte fish?
Cold, hot.
You're listening to the Jazz Treasury Podcast with Rich Sylvester.
Another Sam Galyard tune, Dunkin' Bagel, there, recorded in Hollywood, 1945. So the years of the late 1940s proved to be a golden age for Slim Galyard. No Hollywood party was complete without his weird, unpredictable presence. No conversation could possibly be considered hip without a seasoning of Slim's private language, which he called vout. It consisted mainly of distortions of existing words, the attaching of the syllables Aruni and Orini to others, and a general scrambling of pronunciation and syntax. In one classic instance, the name Dizzy Gillespie became Daz McSibbins Valtzaruni. Here's a quote from Slim. Don't worry if your clock is wrong. It's the right time somewhere. Sam, also known as Slim, and Bam, the bass player, recorded prolifically for the small record labels that were springing up, seemingly overnight in the Los Angeles region, as well as appearing with early editions of the traveling show Jazz at the Philharmonic and broadcasting over the Armed Forces Radio Service. One of their most popular items, Chicken Rhythm, which you heard, consisted mainly of clucking noises. At least that's how it had started out before World War II. With the passing years, the clucking came to resemble more and more closely common obscenity, much used in military circles. The sheer determined stupidity of the thing never failed to leave audiences in hysterics. Slim's talent for surreal invention rarely found ideas hard to come by. Food of any kind brought immediate inspiration, and so did the noises made by machines. At one session, where he was supposed to record four new numbers, he was having difficulty thinking of the final piece. Like Fats Waller before him, Slim would often turn up at the studio with no idea of what he was going to record. He wandered outside for a breath of air and came across a gang of workmen using a cement mixer to repair the road. Pooty, pooty, went the cement mixer. That's it, cried Slim, and cement mixer Pooty Pooty was soon climbing the local and then the national record charts in hit number one and stayed there for 8 weeks. I think we should listen to that. I want to hear this cement mixer, don't you? Anyway, let's listen to cement mixer right now, and it has the same personnel as a Chicken Rhythm did earlier, and that's Slim Galyard on guitar, Bam Brown on bass, Leo Watson on drums, everybody singing. Let's listen to Cement Mixer by Slim Galyard on the Jazz Treasury.
Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. I've a
ba-la-ba-dee-ba-loo-ba-loo-scooty.
Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. I've a
ba-la-ba-dee-ba-loo-ba-loo-booty.
Putty putty.
Oh, putty putty booty.
Avocado.
Avocado seed super booty.
Fruity root.
Oh, bubble.
Dibby. Chloe.
Chloe,
where
me,
are you?
Smoothie.
Over there. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. I've a
ba-la-ba-dee-ba-loo-ba-loo-scooty.
I would give the stars out of the blue.
Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty.
Ba-la-ba-dee-ba-loo-loo-scooty.
Quien ponto le tale pa pa botera. Y cuando le pamban todo le entendieron de. Epa nosotros todo la caína papá nosotros todo la coina para nadie son dos. Y le cuando nosotros todo la coina para nosotros todo la copano 5071 Broadway. Nosotros coina para nosotros todo la coina sendrito $10 down. Nosotros coina la caína para nosotros todo la caíamo. Y nosotros todo craft cheese o rooty. Nosotros coina para nosotros todo la coina sendrito. Mi nosotros todo la caína sendelo corrieros.
Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. Cement mixer, putty putty. I'm
ba-la-ba-dee-ba-loo-loo-scooty.
Mom-de-bip,
mom-de-booty.
Mom-de-bop,
twinkle, twinkle, and star, whatever you are.
Booty-bop,
bye, bop, bop,
bop. P-38,
Hotel.
putty putty. Cement makes a putty putty.
The partnership with Bam Brown ended when Bam, never the most stable of characters, went suddenly mad and spectacularly mad during a nightclub set, brandishing a carving knife and threatening to kill everyone there. By the mid-1950s, styles and tastes were changing, and Slam found himself working less as a musical entertainer and more as an actor. He began with brief walk-on appearances and grew into a full-time career. By the 1960s, Slim was remembered among jazz lovers mainly as the moving spirit behind the single Anarchic Session in 1945, featuring Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie. Legions of his old fans believed that he had faded into obscurity or even died. In fact, they were probably seeing him regularly in popular television series such as Mission Impossible and Charlie's Angels. But unless they scrutinized a small print as the credits rolled, they would never have known. Dark Gable had grown a beard and now looked the dead ringer of the prophet Isaiah. Early in 1982, Dizzy Gillespie passed through Tacoma, and they had a fond reunion. "Go to Europe, man," Dizzy advised him. They know you're there. After much urging, Slim was coaxed to appear as a surprise guest at that year's Nice Jazz Festival. In no time at all, he had several thousand people joyfully clucking Chicken Rhythm into the soft Mediterranean night. He was so ecstatically received in England, so much that he eventually settled in London. England suited him. The nation that produced The Goon Show had no difficulty at all with Slim's general approach to life and humor. He appeared not only at jazz clubs and concerts, but in radio quizzes, game shows, and magazine programs. He played a cameo role in the film Absolute Beginners and told his own life story in a four-part BBC television documentary. No social gathering in London artistic circles was deemed complete without an appearance by Slim's white beard and scarlet beret. He was elected a member of the Chelsea Arts Club, where he would pass pleasant afternoons over a few drinks and a game of snooker with friends. "The globe is my home," he would say, "but right now everything is okay in the UK." Slim Gallier died in London on the 26th of February, 1991. Okay. Some recommended listening. Slim Gallier's great period in jazz lasted from the end of World War II until the mid-1950s. Almost anything of his from those days is worth hearing. Here are four in particular. Avocado Seed Soup Symphony, Parts 1 and 2, 1945. How High the Moon, around 1947. Serenade in Vaut, 1951. And Old Lady Be Good, from 1951. All right, one more track here in the Jazz Treasury, one of my favorites. Who Put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? It's written by Harry the Hipster Gibson. Harry the Hipster Gibson on piano and vocals, Slim Gallier on guitar, Bam Brown on bass, Zutty Singleton on drums, recorded in 1946 in Los Angeles. Who Put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? On the Jazz Treasury.
Murphy couldn't sleep, her nerves were slightly off the beat, until she saw her problem with a can of Ovaltine. She drank a cupful most every night, and ooh how she would dream, until something rough got in the stuff and made her neighbor scream, "Ow! Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine?" She was ashamed, don't know who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't there. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She never ever wants to go to sleep. She said that everything is solid all real. Now Mr. Murphy don't know what it's all about. cause she went and threw the old man out. Clout, who put Ben's a dream in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine. Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. Says that Ben's a dream's the thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, Gibson. This is the second chorus, you know. Name this chorus is called Who Put the Nemutals in Mr. Murphy's Overalls? Bought a can of Ovaltine most every week or so, and she always kept an extra can on hand just in case that she'd run low. She never, never been so happy since she left old Ireland, till someone prowled her pantry, sure and tampered with her can. Wham! Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Sure was a shame, no who's to blame, cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't there. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She stays up nights making all the rounds. They say she lost about 69 pounds. Now Mr. Murphy claims she's getting awful thin, and all she says is give me some skin. Mop, who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. She says the Benzedrine's a thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, give it.
All right, that's all. Amazing Life of Slim Galliard. Thank you so much for listening. I want to sneak one more track in here. Since Slim Galliard was born in Cuba, I want to slip in a little Cuban jazz by Paquito de Rivera. Portrait of Cuba was the name of the CD, and this is a track called Mariana on the Jazz Treasury. Just as a reminder, due credit to a Marshall Cavendish Leisure Collection magazines called Jazz Greats for the information and the music and the inspiration for this program. Okay, that's all for this edition of the Jazz Treasury with Rich Sylvester. Thank you so much for tuning in and lending me your ear. Thank you for help keeping the jazz tradition alive. Please tell your friends and family to go to our Facebook page, the Jazz Treasury. Give us a like, give us a share, spread the word. Until next time, enjoy the jazz-a-rooney.